Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Matthew 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom, the focus of the Sermon on the Mount in so many ways, also the focus of the teachings of Jesus throughout the Gospels. And here, he tells his followers to pray for the kingdom to come, a kingdom that in a sense is coming and in another sense will come and in another sense has already come, the already but not yet, as it is said. This is not just about what they call an eschatological idea, in other words, that the kingdom comes at the end of time. It's more than that. It's about your will being done now on earth as it is in heaven. And this is the point of the Beatitudes and the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, is that we live out the kingdom here, showing the world what the kingdom really is like, because it's not spatial. It's not about an area of geography. It's about surrendered lives, joyfully surrendered, to live differently so that we can show the world who the king is. The world needs to see this king. The world needs to come to know this king, King Jesus, because only in him is there freedom. What an opportunity we have. What a privilege it is to live the kingdom now, to bring about God's will on earth, just like God's will is done in heaven. We want God's rule in our lives now. We want that rule to spread, to move towards ultimate fulfillment. We are the people that want to see God's kingdom will done now in this present age, just as much as in the future one. Living the Beatitudes, living the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount are a critical part of this. So for our devotional time today, as you pray wholeheartedly that the kingdom will come through you and through your congregation, for God's will to be done there in your heart, in your life, and in your church, such that then the people around us will notice that there is a king and he is worth worshipping. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.